5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
You know, some people just want to help others. And maybe, you know, being a spiritual leader is the way they do that. Maybe they're just part of a congregation or an organization that pays it forward and helps others who need help. And then there's people who just want to grift others. And they may use the exact same path as those who want to help. Like this Nebraska preacher named Hank Kuhneman, who's described in this article as using an example or delivering an example of religious grifting so textbook perfect, you'd think he was ripping off the script from The Righteous Gemstones.
They're all like that. Yeah. In my world, or at least in my view.
I agree.
Agreed.
This one is especially something. So, boy, he's telling the congregation about just an amazing opportunity. Mm. This is amazing. And only they can keep it from falling into the devil's hands.
On this land, it's acres upon acres of land, and it's already developed. We could step right in today, and I could put a tent up right now.
So the part that cut off at the beginning, he's saying, Are you ready? I found this land. So it's a real estate thing.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. He does this a couple times. I noticed it after watching it two or three times. But he says, I, and then quickly corrects to we. So he said,
yes,
we could put up a tent and we could start there today.
I approached this guy and he was real interested in the deal, but somebody else came along. And I knew it the minute I kind of hinted about it, that the devil was going to try to steal it.
Oh, he's back from Georgia.
Oh, so the other guy who says, I might like this land, that's the devil.
It's the devil. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh.
His cuffs, man, this is definitely The Righteous Gemstones
right?
in real life. That show is great, by the way.
Here's the deal. The asking price for the land, are you ready? They want $3 million for it. $3 million. But he's got financing, so he really doesn't have a cash deal.
Huh, the devil has to go to a bank and get a lender. Nice job, devil.
I
bet
can't.
Your credit score is low.
I can't believe people buy into this crap.
You know what I want to do? I want to do something. If Shiloh means the extravagant gift of God, I want an extravagant offering, and I want to walk into that man and into his real estate agent, and I want to put it right down on the table and say, here's $3 million. I'm serious.
Wait, what for? Why?
The he land.
Just, yeah, I know he wants to buy the land.
Because if he has cash, they're going to take the cash
over. What does this have to do with church?
The devil wanted to buy it.
Yeah, that's where Bible land will go one day, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Just wait until you hear about this property.
I want to hear the plans. Yeah, what are the big plans?
All right. This.
Let me just tell you, it's when I say acres upon acres, you're talking hundreds something.
Yeah,
hundreds something. Oh, well, how many is it?
Probably over like 100 and some acres. It's big, and there is enough trees and trails and places to pray and bring.
Oh, he's getting emotional now.
So wait, so they you have, found land that has places to pray?
So
I was taught you can pray literally everywhere.
Yeah. Trees and trails. Trees, trails, and places to pray.
Wow. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's the trifecta.
That's got everything. That's the Father and Son and Holy Ghost of topography.
Is that his? Are these his two sisters? Because the three, other than the older white guy with the white hair, the three of the other people on stage all look like siblings.
They do.
Yeah. That's either his wife or his sister or possibly both.
Uh-huh.
That's Jimmy Carter in the back.
Uh-huh.
Bring our kids and raise up a generation and not let China take our land. And I'm going to tell you this. This
Whoa.
Is the
oh, wait.
That upset.
We're, you're doing this to keep China from taking the land?
Okay.
So it's us, this guy, and God against the devil in China. Well, I like our chances.
Yeah.
Part that upsets me, and I want you to hear me because I feel the vengeance of God. When I found out who the company that wants to buy this land.
Oh, what were you going to say, Mr. Holy Roller?
Mm-hmm.
It would go against everything that we are standing here for. And I said to the devil, you sure picked a nasty one.
Yeah, good one.
He did. And I
told
said,
that devil. He took that
dare
devil.
You. I am going to cut your head off, and I am going to steal this deal for God.
I don't think that's
I'm
going to
steal this deal boy. For God.
That is definitely what I was taught about God's way.
Yeah, that's how I always thought, that anybody who wants land that I might want, who is a person who might be different from me, that's the devil.
And then
I must
David
take the land.
Reached into his sack and pulled a rock and flung it against the giant and strike him dead and take away the mini mall deal from the devil.
I feel like if Jesus was sitting there, he'd be like, homeboy, calm down. Hey,
this is not what I don't really, did this stuff for.
I don't condone cutting off heads of people.
Yeah, this is stupid. I hate that guy.
I just, yeah.
That is the real-life Righteous Gemstones. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, well, they all are.
They prey on weak-willed individuals by disguising, like that guy obviously wants to buy that land for whatever. And he figures, okay, well, I'm not going to get the money unless I drop in some little breadcrumbs about, oh, Jesus here, the devil here, China here, make people scared, make people think that this is really going to benefit us.
How many going to buy our country?
Yeah.
Now, how many can I work in here?
Jeez. Now, why would he think this would work?
Because it's worked a million times.
Specifically for him. Back in 2022, July of last year, he told the congregation he needed $2.4 million within 100 days in order to purchase a different piece of land. And if he didn't intervene in time, according to the prophetic dream he had, the land would become an apartment complex and prevent the physical expansion of his ministry.
Oh.
6 months later, his wife informed the congregation that they made a mistake, that the devil has raised the stakes.
Oh.
And now, his wife said on their little streaming thing, so they could build their tabernacle, instead of $2.4 million, they would need $16,228,114.
Oh, wow. That's okay, really now, specific. Yeah, why? That got really high. That got big.
So how did last week's fundraiser go, you might be wondering? Are we gonna? Do you want to play this?
Oh, I didn't know that there was a second part to it.
Yeah.
Yes, so...
Well, I mean, if you know anything about the Bible, you know you can buy yourself salvation.
Martin Luther loved that.
Yeah, you just
Martin Luther was such a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just give them all your money, and then you're saved.
Yeah,
you don't have to do anything else. You can hate everyone.
That's why Martin Luther
money to a guy with fake hair dye hair.
Yeah.
Nailed his 95 gambling receipts to the door.
That's right. And then I don't know if you know this, but Willy Wonka is selling golden tickets to heaven.
All right, I have the second part of it.
Okay. Yes. So this is his update on that $3 million to get that property.
Okay. Wow, same outfit. Okay.
So we began, Christy had found this one property that we looked at, and last week we fought very hard for it.
He's like giant Steve Carell.
He is. He's evil Steve Carell.
Yeah. He's very close to Gru.
It was to the point on Labor Day last Monday, I was spending most of the day praying in tongues, and I couldn't get it out of my spirit.
Oh, I mean,
well, we contacted, and they needed $3 million. They needed it now. They wanted it now. They wanted a fast closing. Well, there are important things. We have experts, okay? I have an expert board, but I also have experts that are part of brokerage. They do this all the time. We've been in relationship with them 27 years. They're part of the lung company. They know what they're doing. I trust them. They wouldn't let us make a bad decision. Well, here's the thing.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is televangelist from Nebraska, Hank Kuhneman. Mm-hmm. He's talking about this land that he needed. By the way, this board of trusted men that gives him advice and has land brokers and everything else on it, not listed anywhere on the website. They seem to be straw men.
Okay. Mm, okay. Yeah, of course.
Always, as a pastor, I always present things to the board. I always go through my advisory council, okay? And anything that's rushed and you're not allowed to do due diligence.
Look at that young crowd of people there. Yeah. Oh, man.
There must be a Hawkeyes game right after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fools and their money are soon parted.
And I didn't like the feel of that. And that's why I couldn't shake it out of my spirit. So we'll just see what God does. But in the meantime, we have options that are better.
So and we, what you're hearing is he's not buying that land anymore.
But he's got the money now.
But he's got something better.
He's got the money now.
And we said we would start a land fund, and that's what we did. So you ready? I'm just so excited to tell you how well you did. This is like a record. Are you ready? $1,300,000 came in 1 week.
And look at how many people were saved. Oh, none.
Yeah. Like it did nothing.
No.
For anyone.
I'm sure that you paid for a bunch of school lunches or something, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Now we got a war chest, and I'm telling you, when you have a war chest like this, you know what? Can we believe God for $2 million? Let's believe for $2
million. Oh, my God.
So keep giving, and I tell you,
because it puts
us in a better position, because I am going to get as much acres upon acres upon acres of land that I can.
Well, yeah, I believe that's the first thing that's true.
God's will is always to build as many expensive buildings to keep his people from being housed in affordable housing.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the exact thing that Jesus hated. I'm gonna do that.
This is the guy that yelled at Kelly yesterday at Walmart over his phone.
More than likely, yeah.
I think their money would go a lot further if they went to like a remote location overseas, built their own society, like worked so well for Jim Jones.
It did, and I like the way that ended for him.
Yeah.
This guy, at least.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.